Turn my ears up a little bit, if you will, so I don't have to yell and scream. A little more, 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 a little more. Okay, there you go. It is Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, brought to you by Corona at the Village in Dallas, right here off Southwestern, Greenville Avenue, hard by Central Expressway. This is awesome. The roundtables start now. We are missing one roundtablian, so that will mean Gordon Keith will be sitting in.
George is right there.
George, oh, George is here?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Moose.
On this roundtable, you will find myself. Hi, Debbie. Hi, BL. You will find myself, Corby. You will find the great Donovan.
Hey. Summer Bash, what's up?
You will find...
That's what I'm talking about.
Junior Izzy. Craig Miller.
Hi, yep. Debbie. Stay seated.
And you will find George Dunham.
Yeah.
Hey. And a special appearance featuring Gordon Keith.
Yes, thank you.
I got two people.
Two people are really happy.
First off, Craig, congratulations are in order. Congratulations on your Game 1 victory as Oklahoma's defeated Texas A&M.
Will you stop?
In the College World Series.
He had no idea you were even in it.
No one cares.
Softball school beat up on a baseball school. Who knew? We don't even care. Nobody cares about baseball.
Right.
Right? So it's just kind of funny. Just kind of kick him to the curb a little bit.
Hey, congrats to you as well.
Thank you.
On the Oklahoma win today. It's been a good few weeks.
It really has. Really has, George.
Thanks, Barf. Man.
Appreciate it.
I actually know somebody on the coaching staff at OU and their baseball team.
That's a humble brag.
Todd's little brother, Brett, is an assistant coach for the Sooners.
Todd who?
Bono, my friend from high school.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
Wow, that is cool.
What a good gig.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
A coach for like a national championship team, that's cool.
I know an assistant coach on the OU baseball team, Larry Switzer. He's been there for a couple of years.
I don't know if I believe you
or
not.
Even Corby didn't laugh at that. Oh, no, he did.
Larry. Anytime you can invoke the name Larry, it's funny.
Hey, he was in Henrietta, but I didn't see him. I heard he got overheated.
Barry did?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it was hot. But he was there.
But it wasn't like this hot. Like, it was high 80s, wasn't it?
It was hot, but it was more humid.
Okay.
Because they got, like, a half a foot of rain tonight. But what the hell are you doing?
Gordon. He's trying to eat and then
trying to move the fan where it can blow on us.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look at all these beautiful people out here.
I know.
Thank you, sir.
This is
a lot of beautiful people. There's the fake elf right there.
Not him, but
sure.
Other beautiful people.
God, look at this woman holding her kid like a football.
Mm-hmm.
Like Joe Washington used to hold a football.
It does look like she's going down. She's at the 20.
The
15.
Actually not the football.
The 10.
Yeah.
The 5.
So here at the amazing New Village, and Craig, George, have you guys seen this yet?
No,
it's the first time. It's amazing.
She has great hair.
Donnie?
No, it's the first time I've been here.
Yeah, it is.
Her out.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
Is great.
Yep, it's a good spot.
You guys see that dude in the black hat right there?
Where?
That hot piece right there? Where? That's my dude right there. What's up, EP? Woo!
EP or AP? Don't see where you're pointing.
EP.
The guy in the pool. He's got his right there. Point to his own hat.
He's standing up. He's short. You can't see him. He's standing up.
Yeah.
I just shot him the deuces.
Drinking the Truly.
Yeah, that's my guy.
I love it.
How is he your guy? He's like your only guy?
No.
Guys say that all the time. Hey, that's my guy. But they say that about like 30 guys.
But I think
you can have multiple guys.
Yeah,
George.
I think you can have multiple guys.
No, but you said he's the guy.
No, I didn't say the. He's my guy.
He's my guy.
He knows. He knows he's pretty.
There's
much.
There's got to be a limit on how many guys you can have.
I think it is a limit.
Well,
I
met
my ex-girlfriend
last night, George. I was at a.
Not bad.
I did.
I enjoyed that.
Hey, don't call me out like that. That's, hey,
what?
Because I did my guy.
You did. Yes.
Did.
He just said it two seconds ago.
Well, I met a friend of his last night at a golf event, and he walked up. He goes, "Hey, I know Donovan has talked about going to Vegas with me. I'm his friend Ben." I'm like, "Ben, oh my gosh!" I was like, "We got to get a picture and send it to Donovan." And we did, and Donovan sends back the text, "My guy,
that's my guy.
He is my guy.
My guy."
Yeah.
So
what?
Like it's like one guy?
No,
not like 30.
No. I think you can have a limit.
Am I your guy?
Of course.
I don't know, man.
When someone says, "Hey, I know George," you say, "Oh, that's my guy."
That's my guy.
How many guys do you think you have?
30.
400, maybe? Yeah. Now, I don't know. But it is a special select group.
Are you his guy?
I would hope so. Guy? I don't know. You have to ask him.
He says yes.
All right, see?
All right, but if
we're
somebody
on the same page.
If somebody asks you, you know, hey, what's Gordon like? Would you say Gordon's your guy?
Hell no. Probably my coworker.
Yeah, it's safer. It's safer
you
that
didn't
way.
Make guy status.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does anybody up at the station, are any of them your guy?
Yeah, you know what? You're one of the few that's been to my house. So, yeah, you're my guy.
Thank you for knowing that.
Yeah. George has been to my house.
I've been to your house.
Was in a
I want to do
capacity.
That again.
We assembled
we
the bed.
We need to start the tradition up
Let's
again.
Make it happen,
the Christmas
man. I want to have game night. Would you guys come to a game night
yeah.
in my house?
Yeah.
What kind of game?
Sure.
See, that's why you're not invited.
I just want to know. I'm not going to play like Parcheesi or War or whatever you play with your little friends.
Oh, I thought you meant to watch a game.
No.
Like a movie, different games. Like Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, I'm out.
Monopoly.
Don't invite me.
Like strip
Monopoly.
Poker or something like
I'm
that.
I'm out.
You guys don't want to play strip poker?
That'd be with just the ticket guys? Well, I guess, George, take
How
your
terrible
pants off.
Well,
it's like, all right, George. Yeah. I won that hand. Full house. Take it off.
We're getting all
Take
excited. Yeah.
EP will go.
Heck yeah, you will.
Your wife's back there going, I don't know what they're doing, but it's weird. These guys are freaking weird.
They're playing strip poker. But she can't. She's not eligible. She can't play.
All right, so you guys have all done something that I have done that I wanted to bring this up. Or you've not done this. You've actually had this before. And I'm speaking of...
Double team?
Dog ownership.
Oh yeah.
Because
Man, that story you told last week or earlier this week was incredible.
Oh, the one I found?
Yeah.
That's a happy ending, man.
Most people wouldn't take the time to do that. They would just think,
he'd put it to sleep.
Probably got out. He'll find his way home.
And you know what? Until I
this dog was about to die.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was going to die. It was so hot.
Oh. Until I owned a dog, I probably wouldn't have. I may have called someone or tried to do something about it, but there's no way I would have picked him up and taken him home and done all that. But now, there's no question I would.
Yeah.
Being a dog owner now.
And I think everybody picks up strays, don't they, though?
No.
If you see a stray walking around.
That dog had been out there for hours, and Corby was the only one who went and gave him water and
none
food.
None of my sorry-ass neighborhood would.
I picked up one about 3 months ago on vacation.
Did you really?
Yeah. It was when we went down to Fredericksburg, and we were out on a walk, and there was a little puppy just walking around following us. And no owner anywhere in sight. And so I picked it up and I shot it. It was crazy. I picked it up, took it home, and it had a tag, and we kept calling the number over and over to try to find the owner. And after a while, eventually got through to their Houston house. Then they had to make several calls to the person who had it in Fredericksburg, and they came and picked it up.
Wow.
But, yeah, I think I'll always pick up a stray dog.
Yeah, especially if they're in danger like that. Like, it was 105 degrees, you know. I mean, it was miserable out there. So I saw this this guy over a 13-year period of dog ownership. He kept track of exactly how much he spent.
Oh, my God.
Man.
You don't want to do that.
No. Okay, and so I want you guys to guess. Now, here's what he kept track of. Grooming.
Okay.
Training.
Peanut butter. What does that mean?
A dog treat.
Yeah, he's hungry. He likes peanut butter sandwiches.
What he is calling general uncategorized.
That is. Like toys and stuff.
Not general,
hey, general.
Uncategorized.
Like anything you buy for the dog, collar or toys or something.
Veterinary, medical, daycare, and boarding.
For 13 years.
13 years.
I think he said he almost made it to 14.
What about food?
Yeah, I think that may be
general
uncategorized.
I'm going to guess $40,000.
Could have come up with a category for that.
I'm going to go under that.
Is that low? I may be low.
I'm going to say 25.
Can I up mine to 50? I'm going to up mine to 50.
$50,000?
Yeah.
That's stupid. You're being stupid
not.
Now.
Wow.
Yes, you are.
$25,000.
It's going to be around 10 grand.
You got a guess?
I'm going to say $1 million.
He never plays right.
Just don't think he understands
these
games.
He always guesses a billion or a million.
Maybe he's just that stupid. We just don't know.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm not. I was talking
about
somebody else.
No, I'll say, I think it is kind of in that higher range. I'm going to guess $40,000.
That's crazy.
This guy spent $54,000.
No way. I win the doggy sweepstakes.
I was kind of banking on about $4,000 a year or $3,500 a year, something like that.
Yeah. Isn't that incredible to think about it in those terms?
Oh, I get people those milk bones. Oh, yeah, he'd love playing with this. You don't keep up with that.
No.
Yeah. And then the vet bills, I was going to ask, did he have any sort of surgery or anything? I think that's very average.
So he broke it down. Daycare and boarding over the years cost him $20,000.
Well, he's going
to
a lot of
debt.
That's a lot, man.
Well, you think about it.
Okay.
I mean, like
13, 14 years? Okay.
Yes.
Go on vacation.
Two or three times a year, you're going somewhere and somebody comes over and stays at your house.
Yeah. Is that cray tray?
I mean, it's a couple of $1,000.
He's lost.
Boy, he does look
hey,
lost.
Hey, Corby, go pick him up and feed him.
Yeah.
He thinks he's
walking. He thinks he's walking through
the Trinity
chipped.
Right now. Yeah.
I think he's selling drugs in there.
Slogging through Nom or something.
Yeah, he looked like the swamp monster the way he was treading water like that.
But yeah, it's going to add up. If it's 13 years, I guarantee you're spending $700-$800 at least on that.
Take
a
care
year.
Is a good one. I even forgot about that. When you go out of town or something.
Veterinary medical, he spent $18,000. So, I mean, that's when they get older, if they have to have surgery or if the medicine that they have to take.
Heartworm pills.
Yes, the heartworm pills. Oh, my God, that's so expensive.
I can't believe how much that is. Every time I get sticker shock with that.
I know. And then but if you had to actually have heartworm procedure done, it's like triple that. So it's worth it.
What's a heartworm procedure?
Like when they have to be quarantined. They have to take this certain medicine that costs. It's probably not a procedure.
More than a preventative. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. Because we've had to foster dogs that have had to go through heartworm treatment, whatever it is. And it's a beating, man.
Yeah.
Training, $2,000. So you don't have to do that. Grooming, $1,200.
I cut down on that.
We do it ourselves. Yeah, we bathe our dogs ourselves.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Just did that yesterday. Awesome.
You don't want any part of that?
We all got the bathtub together.
That's the way to do it. Now it's so hot, you bathe them out in the yard, and it takes 5 seconds to do
does
it.
He,
and then
does,
they just
does he scrub your back? You turn around, and he just kind of gets the crevices.
Great.
Tell about the time you were looking for a tick, Corby.
Is this a rant story?
No, it's not. It's just a story. One time I thought my dog Lola had a tick. She was a basset hound. And or a flea or something like that. And so she was up on the bed, and I'm petting on her and stuff.
And you were shirtless. You'd come in from outside.
Again, ridiculous add-ons. Gordon, ridiculous add-ons. It's every story. And so I'm rubbing her belly, and I'm like, whoa, is that a flea or a tick? I can't even remember what it was. And so
you had her laying on her back.
Yes. So I rolled her over on her back.
And it was down in her groin area.
This is a rant story.
I got on my knees to get a closer look, like bed level, and I'm holding her legs.
Her back legs open, trying to find the
and I'm trying to find it, and all I hear is, from behind where the door, the entryway is, I hear from my wife, my God, what are you doing?
Well, looking for a tick.
What? No!
Is he shirtless?
Yeah.
It's not what you think.
Nose level with the vulve.
Okay.
And the other two balls are kind of straight up in the air. Like,
yeah. Right.
Behind the head.
Oh, Corby.
Right. Just smoking.
What's next?
It's not a great moment, but yeah.
Some Luther on the stereo.
$54,000.
Boom, 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 boom. Very believable.
Boom, 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 boom.
Very believable.
Oh, ridiculous.
What do I win for getting the dog sweepstakes?
I think we got some Sim Fighters passes coming your way pretty soon.
You get to go to the pool. You get to go take whatever you
want. Yeah, go dip something in there.
That's usually what I do after school.
Gordon, how many businesses associated with a ticket have you single-handedly taken down?
Not as many as you.
All of them.
No, I haven't. Sim Fighter spent $80,000 on him to voice spots. And to have one remote out there, and they were closed within a week.
They had a good idea.
Fitty buck with me.
Sim yes, sir.
Passes. See, that guy remembers.
Yeah, you're right. Rant guy
never
remembers.
Never forget.
Rant guy.
All right. There is round table number one.
It's over?
Which included bestiality and
amazing.
A guessing game.
Jesus, man.
That was amazing.
Bob, Gordo, Norm, and Jake will hit you up next.
Yeah.
Well, it is 5:38. Here from Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Corona at the Village in Dallas. Ticket Time Wasters coming up after round tables. Brought to you by Lifetime Windows and Siding, guys. That'll be over on the lawn. This is most certainly not the lawn right here. We're out poolside. And we're doing roundtables. So this particular shift is me, Bob, Gordon.
Yeah.
Norman.
Are you sure this Wi-Fi is
Hello,
working?
Sir.
And Jake.
Hello, Bobbert.
Uh-oh.
That one never, it didn't work for me today.
It didn't?
No.
So we're having a grand time. And we're doing roundtables. So, I don't know if you guys have had this on your sports brain. Man, this headset is driving me a little crazy right now. But we're going to fight through it. I'm going to be a gamer.
It's going to reboot it.
Can we reboot that?
So if you guys spent any time pondering the concept of selling out
is that
in these last couple weeks, or we'll just let Gordon and IT figure this out, and then we'll do a roundtable.
Is
you
this
mean, like Phil Mickelson?
Yeah, Saudi golf based.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And if we could, let's just forget the Saudi part, and let's just talk about the Ted DiBiase part.
Everybody.
That everybody has a price. And so if the price is right, somebody just maybe out of sport because they want to make you dance, but they can perhaps sign you up for literally any occupation on the planet, and given the right price, you would pretty much sign over happiness, contentment, state of mind, your soul, your dread of the weekend ending, your dread of vacation, all these things, because you are kind of loaded now, and you made that deal. So now deal with it. Have you thought of that at all? Have you?
It's never come up.
Well, no, it hasn't, and it probably won't. Yeah. But it's a fun exercise, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because you get into, like, what can I do for people who aren't me, meaning your children?
Yes.
And you start to think about, like, okay, like, am I willing to have blood on my hands if I can have three generations of family members that don't really have to worry about anything?
Yeah, and maybe even for the exercise, leave the blood on your hands part out of it.
Well,
that's the fun part.
Well, no, no, but, well, maybe it does, but I'm just talking about the, like, to set your kids up, you would probably say, I'll work a second job for a couple years. Would you work all day, every day for your entire life to set them up, knowing full well that you're doing something you kind of hate? And maybe that's the way of the world. I'm very lucky. I don't actually know that.
Right.
You know, this gets all tangled up in morals and how much money is enough. And Phil is the face of this right now. And that face has aged 10 years in 6 months.
Right.
He has presidential age to him right now.
Unbelievable how, and he doesn't, I don't know, maybe it's just me reading into it. He doesn't look happy. I think that's the end of the equation when you consider a situation like this, Bob. At the end of the equation, will you be happy?
Right.
And Phil Mickelson...
Which is an easy decision, Norm, if it's 20%, 40% more.
I agree.
But if it's 800% more, I suppose, then you're like, yeah, maybe that'll make me happy, though. Yeah. You know?
Maybe. I think the one thing that none of us can factor into the Phil Mickelson thing is how much real money does he have left?
Well, the other thing Corby and I have been talking about the last couple days is, unlike some of these other guys, Phil was in that group, very small group, very. Might be him, Tiger, and Jack, who made way more off the course than they did on the course.
You bet.
And like Forbes would estimate, around $50 million a year. So,
and he surrenders all that now.
That's the thing. And that's the thing I really wonder about, because if he signed up for $50 million a year but lost $50 million a year, did he literally just kind of sell his soul to break even? I don't think he was. I think he was adding to his $50 million that the endorsers will be proud of whatever decision he makes. They'll stand by him. They love him. They've always loved him. I don't think he expected to be wearing a logo of himself and basically down to zero in endorsements.
And Jake, he sold his soul to, by his own words, scary MFs. I mean, do you think Phil Mickelson wants to go live in Saudi Arabia? Is there any chance? Is there?
Well, no, but I don't think that'll ever be part of the equation.
But my point is,
that'd be a fun part of the equation.
it's mandated.
Yeah.
You have to live in the palace.
I don't think he likes them. And I think that's what's weighing on him now. His legacy, I wonder if he's thinking he's just totally sold his legacy.
What do you think, Gordon?
I don't think he cares all that much about legacy. I think that that's an overrated component these days.
It might be for the average person, but for a guy like Phil, it's hard to believe he doesn't care at all about his place in history.
I bet you he cares somewhat.
Because he spent 25, 30 years chasing that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But I also think that things change, and I think that he's probably... This money means a lot to him. And I think that it's going to be a lot more than we even know about.
You know, the funny thing, though, Gordon, is Bob is correct. If Phil Mickelson got $200 million...
I have to agree with Norm here.
$2 million over 4 years.
Yeah.
Could he have made $200 million over 4 years keeping his sponsorships and playing in the United States?
Seems like he could, doesn't
it? Yes, but without the added value of a professional FU to his previous employer.
He gets professional FU.
That's right.
I think that who knows? I mean, like I said, there may be more deals than we know about with this whole Saudi thing. I think they have a lot of money, and if he can be their guy over there and he's doing personal appearances over there and who knows what all he's... The personal rounds of golf he's playing with people over there. There may be more than...
Maybe they'll give him the orb.
Have an orb, don't they?
Oh, they certainly have an orb. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe he'll be on the team that the prince flies out the next time to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. That's an odd euphemism, Norm. That's a...
I also think it's pretty wild when you talk about the vacuum of money, because that money's not going to just go away from... even golf sponsorships, that the new heroes of the tour, like Rory, who has stood up and said, this is what we are, this is important. He's not even an American, and he's kind of taking that role of Captain America to some extent. I wonder if they just almost replace Phil in that vacuum and get all that sponsor money, because now he's their new hero that they're throwing all those dollars at. I think that's wild. So really, it's a fascinating story. It's unprecedented.
True. See, I think it's fascinating, too. I hear people complaining about us talking about it so much, but doesn't this, isn't it bigger than golf?
Yeah, easily. Because for the first time ever, we have a competing league that doesn't care if they profit at all.
TV ratings,
they just
contracts,
want,
none of it matters.
They just want to take your toys away, and they have infinite funds. So that is applicable in nearly any sector of life. Like, you could hypothetically money whip Metallica or the 10 biggest bands to only play. You know, I don't know. There's a price for everyone, and if you're talking about somebody who can outbid guys like Jerry Jones without even trying, like what are the ultimate dominoes to fall?
Mm-hmm. Well, and plus, doesn't it touch on all of our fantasies, every regular guy's fantasies of just like, Would I make the trade? It's like got built-in hypotheticals in it.
Which is full circle of this segment now that you're with us fully. I would love, I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts on that. And IT kind of covered this up a little bit for us.
Yeah, we got this MyFi.
All right, no, lock
really
back
working.
In. Lock
no,
back
no,
in.
No,
we'll
no,
worry
no,
about
no,
that
no,
later.
Don't pick
no,
it
no,
up. I need
don't
to check and see if this is still
I feel
working.
Like...
It's 4G LTE,
no,
but
no, it's not important.
I'm very sorry I brought
just
up the Wi-Fi.
It doesn't seem to have a WEP password.
But I do like the Gordon... there's no doubt in the recesses of your brain that Phil scenario, minus the bone saw of somebody... really, really, really rich, just screwing with you to see how much it would pay to turn you into whatever occupation he wants to give you because you couldn't say no to that amount of money. I think that's a great Black Mirror Twilight Zone episode waiting
sure.
to happen.
Do we all, what is something that we don't have a price on, right? It would be, we're not going to kill anyone, we're not going to do anything else. But would you go take a... how much would it cost you, Bob, to go number two in Norm's bed? Like, do an Amber Heard situation.
I thought that was a cat.
You know, Bob, let's go with an actual...
It's supposed to be a Yorkie. But
okay, sorry.
This was going
it was
pretty
Amber
well,
Heard
Bob.
Size.
Yeah, it was. And as opposed to picking the worst occupation you could think of for fear that who knows who we're talking to. he picked something that clearly isn't an occupation. Okay. Unless, I suppose, unless
he's making it one, exactly, right?
I'm going to need to hear about the benefit package.
You have to do it once a week.
Gordon, there are so many possibilities that we could pick without that one, don't
okay,
you think?
Okay, all right.
Got to set up the selfie stick. That's
yeah. A little tear running
squat
down my
down.
Face.
You have strained face.
You know what's fascinating about this Saudi perspective?
Thank you, Norm. Whatever you're about to say, it's better than
whatever
that.
Whatever you're about to say, thank you, Norm.
Their image is number two, Gordon, right now.
Uh-oh.
In the world. Their images. And what will they spend on the golf tour this year? More than $1 billion.
For sure.
Easily more than $1 billion. So they're trying to sports wash the image of the country using billions spent on the golf tour.
Uh-huh.
That's what it comes down to.
There's a bit of a circular logic there, for sure. You're having to spend all this money to make up for the fact that you're spending all this money to make up for your image. It's a bit tough.
But if they're able to attract, if they can get the golf thing going, and if they make inroads into other sports, don't we kind of get used to it? You know, Overton window kind of goes over. And,
sure.
Okay, we can accept this. I mean, do I like that they're a murdering regime? No, but...
Well, Jerry Jones has an illegitimate child. Daniel Snyder has all these.
Yeah,
you start bringing up every...
I mean,
right.
We all have problems.
Right.
We all have...
What if we all have problems.
Yeah. What if they need a morning zoo?
Huh?
What if they need a morning show?
They want to take the Saudi musers?
An English morning show.
The Saudi Arabian
musers. Well, I mean, but that's what... As I sit there and waste time with this hypothetical, I do say, okay, Adam Sandler, I believe, signed an exclusive deal with Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Meaning he can't work for anybody else for this amount of money. Hypothetically, the Saudis could do that with a movie star, could they not?
Could they do it with Luca?
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically?
Now,
well, who's funding all the Seagal movies these days?
Don't do this.
There's weird money behind that stuff.
But almost in these hypotheticals, it doesn't work because they get to stay
Everyone's
in their same occupation.
God, one where he's just like sitting there holding a gun.
Lazily out the window.
So
like the same occupation shouldn't count. What if they hired Adam Sandler to like clean parks in Abu Dhabi or something?
Right. So
that's better.
Morning show doesn't work for us.
Yeah.
All right, would you go clean parks in Abu Dhabi for 1 year for $10 million?
1 year?
Yeah. That's all you have to do. 1 minute. I mean, you work your ace off for that 1 year.
We're coming.
You take their blood money.
We're coming closer and closer to the Hearn hypothetical here.
Uh-huh. And you have to fly back once a month to do number two in Norm's bed.
Oh, geez. I knew he'd circle around on that.
It's part of the gig.
Are these
That's
parks,
part of my Saudi Arabian morning show humor, see?
Are these parks at all culpable for any horrible crimes?
You just
yeah, they
you
name
just
them after the journalists they kill.
It's a memorial thing.
Well, we're out of time. Maybe the next roundtable can pick it up where we leave off right here. So anyway, more exciting roundtables from Tito's Handmade Vodka more? Summer Bash next.
And here at Summer Bash, the roundtables continue. It's me, Junior, along with Dan, Norm, and Giorgio for this roundtable. Yep. And, wow, we are poolside, aren't we? We haven't been this poolside since
so very poolside.
The old 90s and early aughts Summer Bashes.
Yeah.
Out by the lake.
Out there at Sneaky Pete's.
This is quite a scene. I've not been in here yet, but this pool is packed, and the weather is not ridiculously oppressive. It's actually
a little bit
okay.
It's hot, but not too bad. It's the cloud cover and Saharan dust.
Yeah.
That's what's protecting us.
Yeah, Gordo's with us, too. Isn't that wild how that Saharan dust makes its way across the ocean? And
yes.
Doesn't make any sense.
Comes
creepy.
Up to North America. It's really weird.
So creepy.
I thought in this segment we would talk, since this is Summer Bash, and a lot of us will eventually here in the next few weeks go on summer vacation, getting some time away from work like most Americans this time of year. Did you guys, and we can start with our elder statesman, Norm.
Oh.
Back in the day, did you have one summer vacation that really stood out that was your favorite as a kid or a young adult?
No, we really didn't. My mom and dad did not make much money. The dad was a bartender.
Way to go, Craig.
No. My mom worked on her feet in the laundry.
Bit of a bear trap.
Eight hours a day.
Gosh, Craig, what are you doing?
And no, it's Junior.
I'm so sorry, Norm. I didn't mean for Craig to bring that up.
They never went anywhere, Junior.
Yeah.
The bottom line is they never went anywhere. In fact, the first time they ever flew in their lives was when I was working here for a television station in the 70s. That's the first time.
They came here to see you.
Yep.
Wow. So when were they born?
My mom was born on Valentine's Day in 1914, and my dad was born July 6th. No, my dad in 1914, mom in 1918. My dad's birthday is one day after mine.
So that makes some sense because when they were in their teens, that was Great Depression era.
Yeah.
And the people who grew up in that era, my parents were born in that era. And so they, you know, from 1 to 10, they were in the Great Depression. And those people had a different mindset. They were not taking vacations left and right. And they were, every penny meant something.
And at some point, getting through it all was more important than going to school.
Yeah.
So my folks dropped out.
Yeah. That's how a lot of people were back then.
Yep.
Well, our best vacation, we went to the Four Seasons Resort one year. And
wow.
I'm kidding.
This is a scoreboard Norm.
No, I'm kidding. What about as an adult? You've made up for it with vacations to Africa and everywhere else around the world.
You scoreboarded your parents pretty well.
Yep. Three weeks from yesterday, we're going back to Africa.
That's great.
Yep.
Galapagos.
Well,
you've been there.
Oh, yes.
I'm just saying, that's pretty obscure.
Oh, great place. Jake's going to a great place. He's going to Iceland. Sunday they leave. That's a great place.
Very cool.
Iceland. Yep.
What about you, Dan? You have a summer vacation that stood out?
Probably the only one we ever went on was to Disney World or whatever's in Florida.
World.
And, then my parents broke up right after that, and we never...
Damn it, Craig!
...had another vacation.
Boy, you're just...
What are you doing?
This is the worst topic idea I've ever come up with.
Never forget that, because I thought this was going to be the start of an annual thing. And yeah.
Hey, didn't you come to Arlington every summer, Dan?
After they broke up, then I would be shipped off to Arlington for about a month every summer.
Go to Ranger games and
stay at Uncle Gary's house with Uncle Gary's kid that didn't live with him.
Gosh, Craig!
And we would just... I thought it was that Uncle Gary just wanted to see me and Cousin Greg wanted to see me, but apparently my mom wanted to party.
Oh.
Now that I'm older, I realize.
Craig!
Junior, I'd move on to somebody else before this gets...
My favorite summer vacation was one that I took with my parents who stayed happily married for their entire lives until death did they part.
Jeez, that must be
but,
weird.
But...
It must have been great.
So anyway.
And so I got a Wet and Wild.
Okay, let's change the topic.
Pass.
Who's you guys' favorite athlete? Norm? What's your favorite color?
My favorite athlete.
White.
Is any horse, Dan, whose nose reaches the finish line first.
There you go.
George, what about you guys? You take out the old Vista Cruiser one summer and hit the road?
You know, we never were that big.
Here we go.
I have happy memories. Once a summer, we'd take a lake trip. We'd go somewhere, and we'd take Old Blue somewhere.
Okay.
And the best ones were lakes in Wisconsin, like the Wisconsin Dells, Bob.
Ooh.
Green Lake. Those were some of the lakes we went to. And then some in Minnesota, Detroit Lakes. And, yeah, we've got old 8-millimeter films of me like 4 and 5 years old, and that was our family trip.
You got those digitized?
No, I need to. I need
well,
your
I'd love
help
to see
on
that.
That. Yeah, I need your help on that.
Little Jub?
Yeah.
When is the last time do you think they've been shown on a projector, or do you think they've disintegrated?
They're in even worse. Almost they're in VHS form now.
Yeah.
That's iffy.
And they still played as of about 2 years ago. But, yeah, I need to digitize them, though, before we lose them.
Could be worse. They could have been on beta, George.
That's true.
Beta's a better format.
That's what they said.
Yeah, but nobody has a beta player anymore, do they?
Nobody has a VHS either. I bet you there's...
I don't know about that. I see them. They sell them now because I've seen them. In fact, I've got one that works.
I have a little player.
Scoreboard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gordo, do you have a sad summer vacation story?
No. I think I really only remember three. We took three big summer vacation trips, the whole family. One of them was to Mexico. And then one of them was to Washington, D.C.
That's a big one.
Yeah. These are car trips.
Yeah.
You know? And then another one was to St. Louis. And they were all great. You know, that's the thing. If my childhood is any indication, kids will remember the family summer vacation very well. So you ought to make the effort to do it if you can.
Yeah.
Load up the car and take the... And it's interesting because I don't really remember the beating of the car trips because it had to have been a beating at the time.
You think with you?
Oh, my gosh.
Little Gordon.
Oh, Lord.
See, yeah. I didn't think it was a beat. I thought it was an adventure. If we went somewhere, I thought that was the greatest thing. Any trip over 4 or 5 hours.
The kids don't think it's a beating.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah, but at the time, I had to have thought it was a beating to be in the car that long.
I bet you did.
Because as a kid, you're always bored, and you're always asking, are we almost there yet, when you're only 45 minutes outside of Dallas. So, I mean, your concept of time as a kid usually creates a lot of boredom.
I remember we would take trips to Pittsburgh all the time. That's where my mom's family was from. Before her mom got divorced and they had to move out of town, because back in those days, woman was ostracized if the family got divorced.
She had to go live in a menstruation hut
when
she was divorced.
So she moved to Cleveland. But I would fall asleep pulling out of the driveway, wake up when we were in front of their house. It was great.
Really?
And you just lay in the back seat, no seatbelt.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you didn't have to wear a seatbelt. It was awesome.
No. Yeah. You could roll around the car, jump up in the back window, do whatever you want.
Didn't matter.
We always built our summer vacations around wherever we had relatives. So, like, we would always go from Oklahoma City to Dallas because I had aunts and uncles and cousins. And those were the best summer vacations. You get to spend a week with your cousins. And then when I had an aunt and uncle that lived in San Antonio, we would go there. If we had one in Corpus Christi for many years, we'd go there, go out to Port Aransas, get some beach time, but I didn't really think about it, but that was the way to do it back then. There was no Airbnb. We weren't going to stay in hotels. You had to kind of plan your trips around where you had family and friends.
Yeah. We did that a lot, too. It seemed like grandparents and stuff. Those were our big trips.
Yeah, most of my grandparents had passed away by then, but thank you.
Way to go, Craig.
Didn't mean to bring that up.
It was kind of a sore subject for me as a child, not really growing up with three of my four grandparents, but
yeah, that's a tough one.
But the road trip,
I had all my grandparents growing up. It was awesome.
Did you really, all four?
Yeah, I used to steal from them all the time. My granddad had the best meds.
Was that the
you have a way of just stopping down a conversation and making everyone feel icky?
Is that the granddad with one arm?
Yeah.
That was George was an uncle of yours, was a granddad?
No, mine was a grandfather.
Oh, they were both grandfathers with one arm.
Yep.
How weird is that you both had one-armed grandfathers?
I know it.
Mine lost his in the oil fields.
Ooh. Really?
Yeah, about took his life.
Ooh. Mine lost his when he was asleep, and I put a Roman candle in it that was defective.
Norm kind of laughed at that one.
But he didn't hold it against you, did he?
He didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
He didn't ever know it was you?
No.
He thought it was
the war. I pinned it on the one son that he hated, and they never spoke again.
Good idea.
Anyway.
Well, the stories are getting happier as we go on.
Yeah, this is a great time to end this roundtable, which has been a complete bust. But coming up next... Yes.
What if we take calls?
Donnie, Jake, Gordo again, and Corby will try to raise the bar.
Somehow Gordo's on every roundtable.
Yeah.
What up, America?
This is Sports Radio 90s...
All right, everyone, welcome back to Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, brought to you by Corona. We are at the Village in Dallas, and it's awesome. Oh, we are about an hour or so away from the Ticket Time Wasters, brought to you by Lifetime Windows and Siding. I see the stage. Everyone's getting all prepped and ready to go. But everyone's having a fantastic time here at Summer Bash in the pool on this round table. Joining me is Jake Kemp.
Donnie.
Gordon Keith.
Hello, America.
And Corby Davidson.
Hello, Donovan.
It's getting weird.
Hello, Donovan. Ladies?
Ladies indeed.
Ladies, how we doing? You, sir? Not a boy.
I would love to see one of you guys...
just kick some ass?
No, no, oh, okay. Not that. Sincerely have to go out and try to get a number from a female.
Less than 2 minutes.
Like, no, no, you wouldn't. Because
jeez,
you have
Corby.
No, you have no game whatsoever. Like, all the game is...
I've never had any game.
I haven't either, and that's the whole problem. I've never had it. From high school, where the girls will pat me on top of my head. Ooh, he's such a friend. Look at him. He's so tiny. Like nothing. I had zero game, and I still have zero game.
90
fortunately,
seconds.
Fortunately, now I don't need it.
Yeah, you do. Everybody
need game,
needs
man.
A little game.
For what?
Yeah, for what?
Just in case.
In case what?
What if your old lady kicks the bucket?
Well, then I will
you
be.
You need to get out there and date start right away. I mean,
yeah.
I would.
You got to take someone to the funeral.
Taking a vow. So
whatever.
Would that be in bad taste if I had a date to the funeral? Like first date. I asked someone out, and the first date is to my wife's funeral.
Jeez.
Is that bad taste?
Donnie, how can you even think of such
pleady.
A thing?
No.
I just really offended.
Just asking. No. Hang on. I'll be right back. And you go up, and then you come back. It's like, you know, hey, you hungry?
Yeah. Like,
no?
What
I'm
is,
ready to eat.
She fake cries.
What is a good time? Is there a timetable where you can pursue?
George used to make a rule that if he passed that she couldn't date within, I think it was 2 years.
Two that's years?
That's 2 years.
That's ridiculous.
Or that he would haunt.
he threatened
it's
to
just
haunt.
An option.
I've always said that, you know, I don't care about the time. I'm dead. Who cares? Like, my rule was to at least try to get into the casket twice. After that, you can do whatever you want.
For one last ride?
Well, no. That was a long time ago.
Oh, no, Donnie.
Right, no.
Oh,
no, I'm
Donnie.
Just saying. Just to acknowledge the fact that I was a presence and that she's really sad. At least twice. After that, man, go kick it.
I'm telling you right
you
now.
You can have him right there next to you if you want to. I don't care.
Who cares? You're dead. What does it matter? They can go date someone in an hour.
Yeah.
And you're not going to care.
No. What can you do about it?
Right. Right.
Haunt, apparently.
That's my rule. 1 hour.
Donovan, didn't you actually see somebody try to take a wedding ring off of the deceased? No.
I saw a picture being taken, like the line to view the body being held up because it was one of the old school cameras and she was trying to frame it perfectly. To get the dead body in the frame properly. I did see a marriage proposal at a funeral. That's what I saw.
Now that's hot.
It was at the girl's grandmother's funeral. After they bury, they come back for the repast, and he clings, and he asked her without a ring to marry him at her grandmother's funeral.
It's kind of hot.
That's tacky, dude.
So
she said yes, and then that's when he went to go take the ring off.
Okay.
He's got a little bone saw, like cut the finger off.
He brought a cup of water.
She ain't going to be using this anymore.
Tries to get it out of there.
That's the other thing.
Save a little money.
Why would you let someone, whoever it is, typically it would be a woman, why would you ever let them be buried with expensive jewelry when that's fresh money for you, yo?
You asked the limousine to go to the pawn shop?
Yeah.
On the way home?
Yeah, right.
How much can I get for
Let's
this?
Let's duck off real quick.
Yeah. Hey, just stop the limo for a second. How much can I get for this?
I think it's pretty common for people to be buried in wedding rings, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Wedding
it is.
Rings,
and that's why I think it's okay to kind of slide it off. Actually, no one should ever be buried. They should be cremated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because funeral homes and cemeteries are a complete waste of green space. What do you think of that?
Right.
Yeah, but aren't you fertilizing the ground with the dead bodies?
No, you're not, because they're in coffins.
I think that the coffins leak out, though.
Ooze?
Yeah, they don't preserve the body for that long.
Let's say ooze.
Well, are they airtight or not?
Not really, no. They blow their seal after all the anaerobic bacteria multiplies and then it explodes.
That's
due to
why
the pressure.
We all
are
should
you
be...
just making that up?
No,
that
there's
out
something
of
good. I may not have all the details exactly right, but that is true. Like the human body liquefies pretty quickly.
That is true.
Within 10 minutes.
No, that's that part's
what?
Not.
No.
No.
Have you ever Well, that, I don't know if this is a community thing or not. I have no idea. But it's always almost like a ritual to walk up, no matter how the dead body looks in the casket, and you'll go, oh, she looks good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, she's bloated or whatever. But no,
meanwhile,
no, no.
She's got that face that looks like she's in one of the NASA simulators to simulate 7Gs. It's all
right, right.
Spilling
oh,
off the side
looks
of
good,
her cheeks.
And then, you know. The dress and all that. It's a pretty big production, man.
That's why everyone should be cremated. There's no need to view a dead body. There's no need to bury anyone.
Can I write out Corby in your ashes right at the
yes.
burial?
Yes, you can. Get an urn, stick it up there, or throw the ashes wherever somebody wants them. But
can I smoke,
telling you right
can
now,
I smoke you like they smoke Tupac?
Yep. Biggest waste of money,
they
waste of space. Tupac?
Yeah. Mix his ashes in with a little wacky tobacco and smoked them.
Jeez. Now, Big Funeral's going to tell you otherwise, but let me tell you something. I'm not in their pocket.
I've always known that about you.
Yeah.
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 You're in Big Crematorium's pocket.
Yeah, I am.
I want to be chummed.
Just chopped up
yeah.
and thrown in the Gulf Stream?
Great whites.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
But you have to have your children watch it.
Of course. I want them to
be crying
the bucket.
Right.
As your Jake
You're
head already... rolls off the transom of the boat.
Well, they chum the head.
No, they should leave that intact. So it looks like Ben Gardner's head in the
right.
hull of that boat.
Right. Jaws, did that resonate with you?
No. Resonate? No. I mean, I saw it, but I didn't remember a ton. I remember being scared.
Did that you see it when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Not funny enough.
So we had on, I don't know if you guys heard this, we had on a boy.
I heard that. That was great.
Yes. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So there's a new movie, Gordon, called The Black Phone, and it's a horror movie. And it's supposedly has 100% on Rotten Tomatoes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So it's very well received. And Ethan Hawke plays this guy. I don't know if you've seen the trailer or not, but he plays this guy who... apparently is a kidnapper of some sort. It's set in the 70s, so it automatically feels a lot creepier than it probably would if it was set in present day times. But he kidnaps this boy, and the movie is, I guess, about this kid trying to get out. The trailer looks so incredibly scary, and we were talking about it, how freaky it looked, and how I'm like, man, I don't even want to see it. It looks so scary. And I got an email from a guy the next day who said, hey, just want to let you know that that boy, the actor, is from McKinney. I'm like, what? And so we ended up getting in touch with his parents and his peeps, and we had him on yesterday.
He was
How
great.
Old is he?
14?
Yeah.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, he was a really sharp kid, well beyond anything that is living in my house at that age or anything that I can remember being at 14.
Sure.
Like, he is super squared away.
And I know they're acting and all that, but you would think a movie like that would creep.
I know.
Creep you out.
But that's the hardest part about making one of those movies. How are you scared when you don't... there's nothing scary.
I know.
It's like he was saying Ethan Hawke plays the kidnapper, and he was like, he's the sweetest, nicest man in the world. And you're like, well, he's scary, though, and he wears masks, and it's awful, and it's just acting.
Well, it's just like how people have love scenes without getting romantically involved. That's
yeah,
always very odd to me.
That's difficult. That seems way more difficult. Like, if you're supposed to make out with, like, super hot Hollywood girl, it doesn't
right.
matter how long you've been.
Can we just leave?
In the game.
Yeah.
Like, do you ever get used to that? Like, oh, my God, this hot woman is all over me.
I will bet you that with all the people in the room while you're doing all that will probably calm everything down. You know what I'm saying? Like, you feel like, oh, man, this is great. I'm getting to make out with Jennifer Aniston, but with... 35 other people in the room and people yelling, cut, do it again. You may get tired of it.
So do you think Billy Bob Thornton, when Halle Berry was on top of him screaming?
Jeez, man.
Make me feel good.
Do you know, have I told you that I watched that with my mom?
Yeah. What are you doing?
I didn't know. I didn't know that what was that movie was about and that scene was going to come around.
What are you doing?
It's terrible. Awful. Let me tell you.
What's the hottest sex scene you ever watched with your mom, Gordon?
Me?
Yeah. Like Bruce Gilbert watched Chasing Amy with his parents because he didn't know. He had
really
no idea that it was like rated R.
I've never seen
I watched
that.
Fargo with my dad, and there is the tandem
hotel,
love scene
right.
at the beginning of the movie, and
right.
he goes, "All right, I'm done." And he walked out of the room. I was like, "It's Fargo, though. It's good. You'll love it."
I think the only... I don't ever remember watching a movie with my mother, like any kind of movie.
What do you mean?
I don't remember ever watching
How?
A movie with her.
Man, I was the same way.
I mean, I guess maybe when we were little kids and we'd go see an animated Disney movie or something like that. But, I remember. It was Mo Better Blues. We went to the theater and watched Mo Better Blues.
Was there
a sex scene in that?
Well,
yeah.
Who picked that movie out for you guys?
Me, I loved it.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah, it was... I had seen it and loved it and told my mom, hey, we ought to go watch this.
It's like telling my mom to listen to Nirvana. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, we were the only white people in the theater,
That's
too.
That's a great flick.
It is an awesome movie.
Yeah.
I loved it. I was obsessed with that soundtrack, too. Great soundtrack. But, yeah, it's Denzel and Wesley Snipes. Dun, 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 dun.
Did she look at you and say,
oh, yeah. That's a great flick. I haven't seen that in a long time. I have to go revisit that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, it's watching party, you and me.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Get a group together and watch it.
Did she get up?
Such a great
Did she get up?
Soundtrack. What?
Did she get up, like during the
last No, we watched the whole thing. Yeah, we watched it. It was a packed theater.
I'm not sure I've ever seen two people kiss on screen before with my mom in the room.
Ever?
I mean, I will leave.
Kiss?
Yeah. It's just too weird.
What's wrong with you? All right, the next round table will have everyone here. We're getting closer to the Ticket Time Wasters, brought to you by Lifetime Windows and Siding. But the next round table will feature every single host here for two round tables in a row as we prepare to end the Summer Bash, the round table part, and get the Time Wasters going. So that's next here on the Ticket.
It's time to get... It's Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash, brought to you by Corona at the Village in Dallas. The Ticket Time Wasters are just about 25 minutes away, and that's brought to us by Lifetime Windows and Siding. That's on the lawn, so if you're in the pool, you can start making your way to the lawn. Look at that setup down there, just down the hill.
Hey, don't you have some of that
artificial
fake lawn?
Turf.
The school.
What?
Do you have some of that fake lawn at your house?
Yeah.
It's awesome. You've been out there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
don't
so
have
nice.
To cut it.
Beautiful.
Looks
Can't,
great.
Don't have to cut it.
So great.
Comfortable. Yeah.
Looks really nice. Yeah.
The
no,
best
that's,
lawn.
The
greatest
lawn.
The fake
best
lawn
of
today,
lawns.
Honey.
Best of lawns.
No water.
So, Bob, I heard you talking earlier about
yes,
pool
George?
Talk.
Yeah.
You have a pool. Gordo and I debate this. Is it a whip to have a pool? I think it's like the greatest thing ever.
It's the worst thing I ever did.
It's the best thing
ever
on the planet to have.
This time of year?
Yeah.
You ever cost average it?
No, I try not to think about it.
That's the thing is there's a hot zone for the kids, and they have left that hot zone. And so
it's so weird.
It's just kind of back there most of the time.
You don't use it? You don't jump in it every day?
No, I every day, no.
Oh, yeah,
no,
I do.
No. We're every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Yes, because you got a little kid.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's weird to me the kids age out of liking the pool. It doesn't make sense, does it?
It doesn't.
Well, is your...
Yeah, I haven't...
Like, what age do they start aging out?
I guess going into high school, it seems like, which doesn't make any sense.
Well,
they don't want to have their friends
look,
over to
no,
hang
no, no,
out.
No. That's the rule.
70% versus the pool.
That's
you know?
The hard and fast
70
rule.
70 degrees.
If they don't have friends over, they're not going to get in it. But if friends over, they're in it all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
So
they don't want to get in with family members, like when your aunt comes over and stuff. And,
no. The family swim? Boy, that died a horrible death.
Yeah, I don't think that's the pool.
Mother-in-law?
I think that's the family. They just want nothing to do with you in general.
I don't disagree. It seems like there's different agendas these days.
But
you take care of your own water, you balance it and everything, or you have someone else do it.
What are you? What are you even saying?
What is that?
I'm just asking.
The water.
What are chemicals? Yeah, do you do your own chemicals?
Do you?
No.
I used to.
Why?
Try to save money.
You just want
what's
to see
money?
Just wanted to see.
Something I don't have anymore.
Corby now doesn't even know
what
money is. No. He's so far removed from regular life.
I told Norm as he does rehab, he needs to swim.
Exactly
good
right
for you, Norm.
I'm starting to go to the rec center Monday.
All right.
To do
it'll be great.
A water treadmill.
Aqua rehab.
You'll love it.
With the little gallons of water.
What?
The little gallons of water thing. The water aerobics.
No, just a lot of walking.
Ah, yes.
Stretched out stride walking.
Not going to hop in that 5 a.m. run.
That's great for you.
Maybe the adult men.
There's nothing better than like doing something in the yard and then getting in the pool or exercising and getting in the pool, banging some chick and then getting in the pool.
Jeez, dude.
What's up?
I mean.
He speaks the truth.
What are we doing now?
I don't know. We were having pool talk.
What about a pond? Pond would be nice.
Yeah,
for you.
Pond would probably be nice.
No, that's gross.
Were you guys pool kids? Did you go to the pool every day as a kid? Like the public pool or
no
neighborhood pool?
Nope. No.
No, because kids would pee in the public pool.
I didn't care.
Or doo-doo.
Every day.
Yeah, as a kid. Are you even conscious of that?
Oh, yeah, we were.
You were? You were worried about that?
Endless games of baseball and pool every day.
I think I was a peer.
There's no doubt.
I wasn't worried about the...
I think I could...
The chlorine will kill it.
I can safely say... I don't think I will ever own a home with a pool.
I don't think I will
wise
either.
Person.
It's pretty nice.
Especially
if we have global
care.
Warming.
And probably the maintenance will probably beat me down, even if you try to do something yourself or have someone else come and do it. But I just don't think I'll ever just, you know what? I'm going to go jump in the pool. I'll do it once and then I'm done.
Craig, you would love it.
I'm out.
With your daughter.
It's like, so
it's
great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's the happiest I see her every day.
It's great.
For sure. Like a slip and slide, Donovan. What about that?
Her grandparents have a pool.
No, I'm out.
So she goes there and she loves it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Johnny, you're smart.
There's always people who laid out all that cash to get a pool installed and they're all, hey, man, anytime you want to use, they're begging people to come use their pool because they never do.
Not
so you do
cost.
Not need to put in a pool yourself.
I don't want a bunch
yourself.
Of spares in my pool. I keep it to myself.
Dang, man.
Sparing your pool to death.
You're right.
Yeah. Any spares in there.
Some losers in there.
You're afraid they'll get their losers. Non-Marconi flakes in your pool.
Right. I don't need that.
Bob, is your pool like 4 or 5 feet or is it deep?
Dying.
Oh, okay. Why is it so hot?
That is deep.
It can't be that hot right now.
It can.
It's not horrible at the 9 foot end in June, but by August, it doesn't matter how deep it is. It's a relentless sun. And the sun's got all summer to just bake it.
You run your pump at night?
Have you heard of people who get the big ice cubes?
That helps keep it cooler. Run it during the day a little bit, but run it at night, too.
No,
oh, really?
That runs up the electric bill.
Huh?
Yeah.
What's a bill?
What are money guys?
You're going to run it, six hours
electric
a day
bill,
anyway?
What?
Run some of that at night, I'm telling you. To
you
keep
saved
your,
like $20 on
my compound
cool
Jesus powered.
Then you ran back 400 on the
no,
electric bill.
No, it doesn't use that much juice.
Donnie, you will never hear two phrases in your life. There's a crack in your pool or... Gee, the pool motor looks like it's burned out.
Guys are talking, it sounds like the most massive beating in the world.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
It's the best.
Wait,
best thing I've ever done.
How many of y'all's pools went completely kaput during the big freeze in February?
Not me.
Yeah.
This is
you guys.
This
did,
is the dumbest conversation
so
I've ever heard.
Did insurance pick up that, Tab?
No.
No.
Homeowner said, that's not attached
pools.
To the home.
Yeah.
Golly, man.
And we had a geyser and just... It exploded, and we went a year without the pool because of that.
I was worried about surviving the freeze, and you guys are worried about your pool.
You guys never went to the pool after school?
What did you do, George?
Uh-oh.
I would take a dip in the pool.
Didn't you get your pool taken out and replaced it with a swimming hole, right?
Yeah.
You just removed all the concrete?
Yeah.
And then just kind of had the dirt in the hole?
Yeah. Did you know that if you get your pool removed... They take all of that concrete out. They got to take all of it out.
Really?
You would think that they could just...
They can't just bury it.
No.
Can't
Why?
You just fill it
Some
with concrete?
They used to do the burying thing.
Don't you skateboard?
But like, if you wanted to get...
Dogtown Z-Boys.
If you want to get a pool replaced, you know what they do?
Huh.
They come in and take out the whole other pool, fill the whole thing back up with dirt, let that settle for a while, and then dig
take
a hole
it back
in
out?
Pool.
No way.
Yeah. Wow.
Really? They don't reuse the hole like that.
Sounds like you've looked into this.
She's hot.
See, Donnie?
Whoa.
Thumbs up, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, do any of you pool guys have a high dive where you can do pairs diving?
No, we don't have a high dive.
Like a platform.
We don't have a diving board.
Why would anyone do
I would not suggest a diving board.
Just to give you the option.
It's an Olympic sport.
No. Well,
you know, Uncle Gary's neighbor had an above-ground swimming pool.
As did I.
Really?
Growing up,
and
yeah.
That, we, I thought it
those
was
should be more popular.
Because then you could get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They did it Hot Rod.
All you did do is get
What a great movie.
Where the greatest line from Danny McBride, which was, you know, pools are great for holding water.
See? Danny McBride.
Did you check the ramp? Didn't have time.
Just one good roll.
What?
All right, we got to go. That we got to make way for...
Now we have one more round table.
I know.
Uh-oh.
A round table.
Why are you yelling?
He doesn't know what he's doing.
We got
to
make room.
I was about to say we have another round table with Jake.
All this pool talk.
We got to make room for one more round table.
Is there anybody more sacred on a ticket round table than Danny McBride?
No.
Like Landry, maybe?
More round table next.
Right, it is Tito's Handmade Vodka Summer Bash brought to you by Corona at the Village in Dallas. Here in about 15, 20 minutes, we will have the Wasters brought to you by Lifetime Windows and Siding over there on the lawn.
When are we going to win a Grammy and stuff, man? We've been shut out for too long, yo.
So you think the crowd has to choose between the Time Wasters and the cool water?
It's going to be interesting.
Oh, no.
How do you think we're going to do in that matchup?
I don't think we're going to trend well.
Just want to bring in an acoustic up here?
I am pretty excited to see the people that have been here since noon when Dan and I started today trying to make it over there.
Yeah.
That should be...
There's some dudes who did not think sunscreen was necessary.
Yeah.
Just big old white guys who just thought, I'm going to sit in here starting at noon.
What's sunscreen?
Are you not a guy who's ever lathered up?
I'm over sunscreen guy. I protect the goods, Dan.
That happened like during you guys' lifetime, right? Like there's no way your parents,
did not. We would go to the beach and not one time.
Yeah.
Would they put it on? Or if it was suntan oil.
Right.
Suntan oil.
Yeah. Remember the burn you would get with blisters?
Yeah. It's first day burn, though. It'll go away.
Yeah. It's your base. You got to get that base for the rest of the summer. Man, that's future cancer right there.
Yeah, for you.
Well, probably. Yeah. Thank you. Suntan oil greases you up so you cook better in the sun. Yeah, it's like
Norm, you never got COVID, did you?
No.
How many are left?
How many humans?
You never did?
No.
I didn't either.
Donovan, Bob, Norm. The Loser Morning Show, did you guys get it? I can't remember.
We did.
I
wouldn't have even tested for it, though. Like, I kind of did it on a lark, the test thing, and confirmed that it was. I didn't think it was at first.
And it's odd because I'm so happy Norm never got it, but so mad Corby did.
I know. You guys got it after the vaccine and everything, right?
The
morning show?
Yeah.
We
just got it.
Yeah, yeah. So you didn't have severe... didn't have it like you guys that had the, you know, I think it was more serious for you guys. But I have noted that you on the morning show have taken to using it as a...
I'm a long hauler.
You can now adopt me.
Yes. Yeah, and I don't appreciate you making light of that.
Yeah, I'm handy capable.
Do you still feel long haul effects, Dan?
Strategically.
I don't think so. I think my lifestyle has just changed. Like, I get tired at night.
In the last 5 years?
Yeah, you haven't really noticed.
And you're not really respecting that.
So it's I turn it around on you.
So since you got COVID, you get more tired at night? But you're blaming that on the fact
that
you're a
little... But I also get up every morning at...
Well, that's because you're going to bed earlier at night because you're tired.
Right, so I think I might have just warped... But initially, it was knocking me out real early at night.
Yeah.
And I've just kept that.
How crazy does this make you, Bob? Like, I got the second... I'm the second wife.
Yeah.
I got the good version of it.
No, oh, yeah, I'm up early. Yeah. We're texting at, you know, 6:45.
7 a.m., yeah.
It's a new world, man.
He works out.
Reinventing. Can't play the same songs.
Yeah, look at this dude right out in front of you, Dan, with the shoulders.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's wow. like, yeah, whatever.
Oh, that's going to hurt so bad tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Shouldn't he be getting in the shade?
Not
you don't
care
understand
in the world.
What white people go through, Donovan. That's our...
okay.
That's the white man's burden right there.
Yeah, a couple of peeling shoulders.
Right.
Whoa.
It's tough.
No one could really understand it.
Sometimes
and so you walk in my shoes, why don't you just shut up?
Sometimes we don't know whether to put the pairs diving boards in our pool or not.
I know, right? You don't know whether to go 7 foot or 10 foot diving board, huh? Yeah.
It's not easy. You know how hot that pool gets?
Yeah.
You guys are idiots.
Living here? Jeez.
Have you guys, anybody here ever been on a 10-meter board?
Yes.
Yes.
How much did scare the bleep out of you?
I hated it.
Oh, look at him also. Look at his neck.
That he is.
I wouldn't dive on it. Oh, my God. Only jump.
That's seriously, like, if he jumps in the shower tonight, that's going to sting. Right?
Oh, yeah.
You better adjust that swimsuit.
Oh, yeah.
Who are you talking to?
Tuck that belly.
Just in that general area.
Okay. Is that a threat that she better do it? It's not like you were threatening
about.
Her.
She? What?
No, she.
What are you talking about?
What's happening
just
here?
Sounded odd.
Hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep, sunburn guy. Hey, how's it going? There he is.
How's it going, man? Yeah.
There he is.
It looks rough.
That bottom for me?
That even looked like it hurt.
Yeah, it did.
When he did that, right?
Chest tap. Yeah.
This guy, though, over here, he wins. He wins the award.
You think so? You think he's worse than that?
100%. He doesn't even know it either. Look at him. He's so hammered.
He's hearing a great story,
he is
though.
So
well, he
hammered.
Really is. Like, I want in on the story. I want to know what's happening.
So then we get to 12, and we're two down. And I'm saying, are we going to get back into this match?
We're almost dorming.
I've had it with your short game right now.
Yeah, but you know what? I lowered the tee just a quarter of an inch. You know,
I saw that
exploded.
Tip
on
the Golf Channel one time, and it
I think
worked
you
for
guys
me.
Are stereotyping, and I don't appreciate it.
Does he understand anything that's coming out of that dude's mouth right now?
You know, naturally, I hit a draw, but
you
I thought
understand
here,
the words.
This whole, you got to try to fade it around the trees.
Been seeing a lot of DJ, and
so
I'm
the
like,
thing
wow.
about them is they're non-fungible.
Yeah.
You know what that means?
I mean, you can try to funge them all you want, but they're
won't happen.
You know, the thing is
that won't happen.
ETH is burning off the gas fees, and
this is the time to buy, bro.
Is he the worst one out? That's the worst
one out.
Is this
the time
to
buy, Craig?
Yeah, it is.
Buy what?
Matter of fact,
a little BTC.
Buy something that's going to
you wouldn't
go down in value even further.
Something will bankrupt you in 6 months.
Are women getting hotter, or am I just getting older?
Both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your dad said the exact same thing when he was your age.
Just had to ask.
100%. Every dad. Norm, you
were
saying that when you were 35. Like, my God.
These
what is
poodle
that?
Skirts are getting shorter.
Boy, let me ponder for a minute and think of 35.
Well.
So, Marilyn Monroe was on the big screen.
Had to ask.
Hubba hubba.
By the way, did you guys see the new Marilyn Monroe movie that's coming out on Netflix that they rated NC-17?
I heard you guys talking about it. Yeah.
Margot
it just
Robbie,
sounds
right?
so cheap. Westlake. No, Westlake. It's not. It's not. But it just sounds like it's a ploy. Like, oh.
To get you to
you
watch
have to find out why. Right. It's like Dan clicking on the Danica Patrick commercial, like, find out what happens next.
Didn't I do that with
when Danica gets double teamed late night.
I absolutely clicked on that, and I will watch the NC-17.
What was the name
Marilyn
of the movie? The one Elizabeth
Showgirls.
Showgirls.
Smart. Oh yeah,
like that was terrible.
Elizabeth Smart,
but what? You got the whole. No.
It Holmes. Definitely wasn't
Elizabeth
it.
Holmes.
Like it was going to be all raunchy and nasty. You watched it; it was nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you watched it, though. You're like, ooh.
Oh, that's exactly why.
Yeah.
I watched it.
It wasn't nothing.
Guys might be stupid.
Oh,
we might be easy to suck into. Click on your link.
I love the idea of Dan believing that an internet company has paid a race car driver to get ganked.
To take a shower.
And they want to see her naked. She's right?
Right. And what did she do when you saw her? She's like eating a sandwich or something?
It's something stupid.
Starts just telling like, you about domain name prices.
Vroom, fully clothed.
But hey, you never know. You got to take that shot. You know?
That's true. Shoot or shoot.
For sure.
Wayne
you
Gretzky
want to buy bobanddan.com?
Would have clicked on that. Well, we couldn't buy that, Gordon.
I thought Danica was advertising that.
Well.
Gordon owned that for years, if you recall.
Still am paying for it, unbelievably.
You know, no, you're not.
It's on
auto pay.
Oh, so when no. What year did you buy all of our domain names? Because you bought the Hardline, right?
I think Musers, Hardline, all the ones that were associated. There was one, though. The one that precipitated was they bought one of ours.
And then you wouldn't sell it to us. You did after a while, like you agreed.
Bob would ask
you every year, and you'd be like, well, I'll just redirect it. Why do I need to sell it to you?
I mean, I'm more than willing to sell it, but it I don't know how to do that.
We broke up the show first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. We're like, well, if we can't get the website.
This is so unfair. Gordon's being such a jerk, man. He's paying for it and letting us use it.
This is great.
This is so good.
He's letting us use our names.
Let's get Saroy on for this.
That's your game.
What's with him? Him laying out his cash. I don't know. Have you talked to him lately?
I've not, no. Mm. He's in Boston right now, fresh off an Italy trip for 20 days.
I think he's at the U.S. Open.
He's campaigning for the poor in Boston now?
Yes, he is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Italy first.
Oh, it's Italy where it's
well, yeah. Wow. All right.
All right.
All right.
Spicy.
We're having fun.
Everyone,
I'm trying to make Jake laugh.
Let's fire up that Twitch stream.
Jake has hot sports opinions.
All right.
Well,
Wasters? So here's the big battle. Cool Water versus the Time Wasters.
Now?
Who are you taking?
When's the whole thing start?
Chicken fights?
8?
5 minutes.
Oh.
I think
chicken fights are so spare. They weren't
spare?
Fun. Yeah. You thought chicken fights were fun?
I participated in one 3 days ago.
I hated them.
Yeah.
I never enjoyed them either.
I love it.
Did you bottom or top, Jake?
I'm a top.
Either one.
Okay. Yeah.
I top from the bottom.
Yeah, I've been there. So we should probably wrap it up. And
all right.
Well, you're the captain. Wrap it up.
Is that your girlfriend?
Where? What do we got?
Uh-oh. Is that his girlfriend? Okay. You must have some of that live tour money.
God.
Okay. What? Thank you so much for coming out to Summer Bash. Time Wasters are next, but my job here and stuff.
What are you doing, Donnie?
I didn't do a thing. That was you. And you're right.
So, until we meet again, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.